Sean Shore, Dunaway. I have reemerged from the back of the closet for another interview. Today we are interviewing one of the most W subs and gardening teacher in the building, Mr. Cartier.
What's up, Dunaway? My name is Jasmine. Xander and I were just wondering, Mr. Cartier, if you could choose just one field of science to teach that would be your specialty, other than botany, what would it be?
Well, I mean, if I could choose one subject to study other than botany, and I think you say that because I do the gardening class, right? I would choose something that actually a lot of people who decide to pursue this, they get a degree in botany because there's not a lot of degrees that focus on this. I would study mycology. Mycology is the study of fungi, like mushrooms and other types of fungi. And that's something that I'm really passionate about, and I do a lot of personal work in, and I volunteer with the Oregon Mycological Society and help set up camps and stuff with them. So mushrooms and fungi are a real big passion of mine. That's what I would focus on.
Thank you so much for being here. You talk a lot about traveling. What places have you traveled to, and what was the most underrated thing that you went to see? What was the most memorable? Is traveling to Dunaway every day the equivalent of these amazing places?
Well, I will say I'm extremely lucky to get to take a 20-minute drive every day of the school year to come to Dunaway. Really, there's no other place that I'd rather come to for work. I love it here at the school. I think it has the best students, the best staff, and a really great focus and goal here. So, like you said, traveling to Dunaway is way up there at the top. However, some places that I've been a lot of places around the United States that I've really appreciated. I really like here on the West Coast. This last summer, I went to Hawaii my first time, and that was a lot of fun. But as far as underrated places, I think a national park that comes to mind that's near and dear to my heart, and I think a lot of people overlook it, is, well, it's actually two national parks that are right next to each other. They're in California. They're called Sequoia National Park and Kings Canyon National Park. This is an area a little bit south of Yosemite in the Sierra Nevada Mountains that has some of the largest trees in the world. They're not quite almost as tall as the tallest redwoods, but they're much larger around. And the scale of these trees are really unlike anything else. They're the giant sequoia trees. And it's actually those giant sequoia trees and people discovering those in the early settler days and then talking about them that inspired our national parks program. So and a lot of people don't talk about this, and it's somewhere that I've been going my whole life, and I keep going back there because it's really special to me. A lot of people don't talk about it.
Earlier you mentioned that you did a lot like in the research of fungi and mushrooms, so... And we also asked about places. Are there any places that you went to because of that passion?
So where I grew up, the first half of my life I spent in Southern California near the beach. There weren't a lot of mushrooms that grew there. Sometimes you'd see them pop up in somebody's lawns, but people seemed to really not like them being around. People were afraid that they might be poisonous, this type of thing. But when I moved here to the Pacific Northwest in Oregon, one thing I really like doing is hiking. And then I noticed when I would hike, I'm like, man, there's all these neat mushrooms growing everywhere. And then I met somebody on a hike who was just out in the woods doing mushroom picking. And they were like, hey, have you seen anything like this? And they were like, they're really good to eat. They're worth a lot of money. And that really, that's what sparked my passion. So I think... as far as traveling places for mushrooms, I have done that a little bit. I've gone to Colorado to do some mushroom foraging and do some trips out there for a mushroom festival that they do out there. But really, it was coming here to Oregon, which is what got me passionate about mushrooms. Before, they were just something I liked on my pizza. But now I realize that there's this like deep scientific background behind them, and really they're the key component that allows life to happen.
Speaking of different foods, what's your favorite dish to both cook and eat?
That is a hard one for me because I have worked as a professional cook before. I still do occasionally if somebody needs some help and asks me to help them out. And I really love to cook. I used to have a go-to for this where I would say chicken wings. I really like some hot wings, and I would make my own spicy sauces, and I'd make some really hot ones and really different flavored sauces for hot wings. I used to do that a lot. Nowadays, though, what I really like doing is finding some new dish that I've never made before and trying to make as much of it from scratch as possible. So one of the things I recently obtained was a tortilla press, so now I can make my own tortillas at home. So there are a few dishes that I want to make with my own tortillas that I used to make. Like, I want to make some enchiladas, but using tortillas I made. Or I want to make some, like, quesabirria and do that with my own tortillas and do all of it from scratch if I can. So if I can cook something from scratch, that's my happiest thing to make.
So, like, a dish that defines homemade, is that, what did you say? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Soups, I love making soup.
As of right now, because you've definitely got a lot more years ahead of you, I would say. As of right now, which event in your life would you consider as the climax of your story?
Oh, man.
Let's hope your wife listens to this.
Whoa. One of the biggest parts of my life, and it continues to be a big part of my life, is my own children. I have 3 children and 2 stepchildren that I love dearly, and I put a lot of time and effort into, and I couldn't imagine what my life would be without them. And as they get older, my youngest child is in 7th grade this year. They go to a different school. As they get older and I know that I'm going to continue working here at Dunaway, it kind of gives me a little bit of hope, and it makes me feel good that, like, I'm not, even though my kids get older, I'm going to be able to keep working with kids and helping them out in ways that I can as the kids grow up.
As I said earlier, thank you so much for being here. You are a great addition to people that we have interviewed. This was an amazing interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you, Xander. I appreciate your time.